Hi, Charlie. We got a couple minutes before the break, and if I can't answer your question in that time, I'll answer it after the break. Your turn, sir.
All right. Hello, doctor.
Hello, sir.
I got a question. Earlier, I got another phone call. You mentioned some type of a niacin that would help with, like, your eyeball or your eye clogged arteries.
Yes, sir. That's research by two ophthalmologists from University of Cincinnati. Years ago, they used niacin combined with iodine. Now, I'm going to caution against the iodine part because there are some other things that will also do it that you don't have to check your thyroid gland from time to time to make sure it's not getting suppressed by the iodine. But let's go to the niacin first. The niacin was checked against statins. No kidding. Statins were checked against niacin. And this was actually below the fold on the front page of the Seattle Times a number of years ago. And what was found was that the statins, they slowed down the clog in the arteries. But the niacin actually reduced the clog in the arteries a little bit. It wasn't a great deal, but it did. Niacin, all by itself. And niacin, for us guys who don't like to take pills all the time, comes in time-release form. And the guys that I know who use it are using 1,000 milligrams twice a day, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And the only hazard in using niacin is if it's too much for the liver is going to complain by giving you nausea. Now, there's a few of us, let's take me, who are real sensitive to niacin. And if we swallow too much, woohoo, we think we're a hot flash going through menopause. No kidding. We get all hot, all over, blood vessels dilate and so forth. That's not going to hurt anything, but it's not terribly comfortable, particularly if we have to go to work. But most of us don't do that with a time release. Then there's a variety of them on the market. So that's one thing. Now, the other two things, which also come from research projects, that once again are not something that's going to necessitate monitoring the thyroid. The other two things are vitamin K. There's a brand out there by Life Extension Foundation called Super K. An engineer I worked with took 3 Super K's, and he had a 50% clog in his carotid arteries. He took 3 Super K's twice a day, and then something called tocotrienols, which is a form of vitamin E. There's tocopherol and tocotrienols, and those, again, are findable in any natural food store, health, compounding pharmacy, Toma dispensary. And there's a multiple tocotrienol, which is what we want. There are 4 versions of tocotrienols, that form of vitamin E, and 4 versions of tocopherols, and that's not the one we want, the tocopherols. They don't do this. But the tocotrienols, he took 3 of those twice a day. Yes, it costs a little money, but being an engineer, he had himself rescanned 1 year to the day, no kidding, and his clog was reduced from 50% to under 30% in that 1 year. So if you put that together with a niacin, sir, you probably wouldn't need to worry about suppressing the thyroid. But just in case, if you do want to add the iodine, it does make clog more soluble. It's a 4th thing. But there, please, please, please work with a doctor skilled in natural and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because the amount of the potassium iodide, otherwise known as Bernard solution, is on the high side. It's 120 milligrams. And yes, it is possible to suppress the thyroid gland with that. So a person has to get a thyroid test every 3rd or 4th month until they find out that that doesn't bother them or it might bother somebody else. And that's where we are, sir. But yes, one can unclog their arteries.
I see. So your mention of donating blood and it thins your blood, does that also help with your cholesterol?
Well, the way it helps, sir, is by the inflammation caused by thicker blood goes down. And if the inflammation goes down, there's no need to paste cholesterol over it. And that's what the cholesterol is doing, is it's acting as if it were literally a callus that we would get on our hands. If we went out and really pulled weeds and did a lot of gardening, we get calluses to protect our hands. Well, when that thick blood causes inflammation on the inside of our arteries, we can't grow a callus there. So our bodies just paste cholesterol over it.
So this what's it actually doing? I mean, is it actually going through and cleaning the plaque out of your arteries versus donate the blood? Donate the blood, the looser blood cleans the plaque out?
No, the lucerate blood doesn't clean the plaque out. It just stops whatever, it stops the accumulation where it's at. If we get our blood as thin as it would be if we were in the upper range for a menstruating woman, and that's a perfectly healthy range, then it'll quit accumulating, but it won't clear out what we got already. We got to take these other measures to clear out what we got already, if we've got some already.
I have a blood test that says my red blood cell count, kind of like if I was living in the mountains. What could cause that?
There is a problem called hemochromatosis. I don't know what causes hemochromatosis. I'm not sure if anybody else does. But guess what? Hemochromatosis is dealt with by donating blood.
I mean, is it detrimental to you to have a high red blood count?
Yes, sir. There's a whole book on this. The author is a cardiologist who's no longer with us, and no, he did not die of a heart attack. His name's Kenneth Kensey, K-E-N-S-E-Y. And he has two books, actually. The one that's more technical is called The Origin of Atherosclerosis. And the one that's less technical has a co-author who wrote a little more English into it. And that one is called The Blood Thinner Solution. Sounds like it's talking about blood thinners. It's mistitled. It should be called The Thinner Blood Solution. And it explains all the details about this, sir. Either of those two books by Kenneth Kensey. If you put that into your search engine, Kenneth Kensey, and the title of one of the books, you're going to find it.
And a quick question. When it comes to a woman, what would you say would be the best type of doctor she could find, because all she has is like Medicare, she doesn't have a lot of money, to just evaluate her and her health? Like a gynecologist, an internologist, those are specialties, but it seems to me like it's really hard to find just a general practitioner without them actually sending you to a specialist. What field would you really want to maybe stress for the overall health of a woman that all she has is Medicare to pay her bills?
Well, yes, I'm a little biased because I know the type of health care they provide, but most naturopathic physicians and a few medical doctors who, quote, go natural, unquote, and osteopaths who go natural, and there's some of each in the greater Seattle area, even though there's more than naturopaths. Anyway, they all do general medicine, and then they have their own particular fields of interest, but that's just the way they're educated. And here's the one trouble, and that is not all of them accept Medicare or insurance, so she's going to have to look around a little bit. But there are some who do, and that's where I would go, because they are much more generalists than the MDs are these days.
I see. Would you happen to have maybe an idea of a number or something that somebody would know of a person? Maybe like in the Tacoma area or so?
If you're looking for a naturopath, you go to naturopathic.org, and they have you can put in your postal code and find one local to near you. And if you're looking for a medical doctor, there's going to be fewer of them, but you can go to acam.org and put in find a physician. Put in your postal code and find one near you, and then you will need to call their offices to find out if they accept Medicare or insurance, because many don't. For example, I'm sorry, Tahoma Clinic doesn't, because as the sign says in our clinic, we work for you. We do not work for the insurance company. We work for the best interest of the individual, not for the best interest of the insurance company, which is what happens if you take insurance.
Sure. Well, hey, you know, Doc, I really appreciate the time and taking my call, and I know you got other people you want to talk to, so have a great rest of your day.
You too, sir, and thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.